News Radio KMAN back here on In Focus, and our guest here for this segment is Karen Hibbard. She's the Executive Director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Karen, always good to talk to you.
Brandon, good morning. It is a great day to be here in Manhattan, Kansas, isn't it? It's just a beautiful day, and we've started May. I always like to say May is bursting out all over with the beautiful green, and the flowers are blooming, and a lot of excitement happening this month.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic time of year. I was chatting with a mutual friend of ours here this past weekend, and I said, you know, he was mentioning you, and I said, well, every time I have Karen on here, we get on here, we promote the area, and we talk about the Flint Hills, and I said, this is genuine. That's really me coming through here. I love it out here. I love this time of year. It's so green and lush, and I know you're very passionate about this area as well.
Oh my goodness, I am, Brandon, and thanks for that slow pitch to me, because yesterday I had the opportunity of driving through the Flint Hills, and oh my goodness, I would encourage folks, we're going to talk about that in a little bit of an opportunity that you can do this weekend with the driving through the Flint Hills, but this is a perfect time for you to get out, drive, enjoy, and truly embrace the beauty that the Flint Hills has to offer. It's green, it's lush. It's a great time, and we're very, very, very privileged to call this part of our world home.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it is National Tourism Week, and I know you have some information you want to share with us about that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think what a better way to kick off the month of May than to celebrate National Tourism Week. And we have had the good fortune, our mayor, Mayor Butler, made the proclamation on the 20th of April in anticipation of us celebrating and recognizing National Tourism Week. I would encourage our visitors and listeners to go to our website, visitmanhattan.org, manhattankansas.org, and if you want to follow us on Facebook, you'll see the very creative way that we have showcased that proclamation. As we have done that, members of our steering committee spoke about the importance of tourism and why that dedication is so important for us. Also on Wednesday, Governor Kelly signed a proclamation of National Tourism Week for the entire state of Kansas. She did that at the Topeka Zoo. Again, just a great acknowledgement of an industry that has been hit so very hard. I also wanted to share with our listeners to encourage them, if they're not already following us on our social media outlets, on our Facebook page, you'll see each day we have had a short video that showcases our local tourism and the significance of that. Brandon, I wanted to ask you, do you have any idea how many jobs are directly linked to tourism here in Riley County?
Oh, quite a few, I would think. I'll just do a shot in the dark, 200.
Well, you know, that's really interesting. According to the economic impact on tourism for the state of Kansas, which is done by Tourism Economics, tourism supports almost 2,500 jobs in our county. In other words, that's 1 in 8 jobs are directly involved with tourism. That's significant. And so, again, to be able to take this opportunity to thank those folks that make tourism happen in our community, anything from shopping, dining, lodging, entertainment, all of those are tied into that. And you might think, again, as we're coming back to life through the pandemic, we are seeing travelers beginning to come. We've talked about that consistently over the months, but on average, Manhattan, Kansas welcomes, prior to the pandemic, we welcome anywhere from 360,000 to nearly 400,000 visitors to our community on a yearly basis. So you can see again the significance that visitors have. When those visitors come into our community, they spend about $174 million. That was the number that they spent in 2019, which that generates about $16.7 million in state and local taxes. So again, you can see why our efforts to attract and to tell the story of what Manhattan has to offer is so very, very important. we've seen over the last 10 years that visitor spend has increased by about 10%. And that is also important for us to each year have those visitors come, spend just a little bit more each time. Brandon, do you have any idea as to what the bulk of their visitor spend is spent on?
I would think it's either dining or shopping.
Oh, boy, you are exactly right. It is dining. About 31% of visitor spend is spent on dining. And certainly, I think you would agree with me that we have great restaurants in which to enjoy. You might have, you know, we could probably spend the rest of this time talking about what's your favorite dish at each one of our unique restaurants. You know, what is it that when you go to, let's say, So Long Saloon or Taco Lucha, what is it that you order on a regular basis because you know that's their signature dish? Or what is it when you go to Tap House that you always order because you know that that's their signature dish? So, again, as this information came out for us, we were not surprised that about 31% of visitors' dollars are spent on their dining.
That's significant.
Yeah, it really is. I also just want to give a shout out to those that are dedicated to making and keeping Manhattan active, whether it is a running race from a 5K to a marathon, or whether you're ziplining or you're doing axe throwing or you're bowling in our community. We also have noted from this study that over the past 5 years, our visitor spending on recreation has increased about 4% annually. So again, this has been really, really, really fun to see as Manhattan, again, is a destination for a variety of reasons that is being noted in how visitors spend their money.
Well, we mentioned here that we're seeing more kind of tick up here, more travelers coming back into the Manhattan area. I know you monitor hotel occupancy, and is that starting to look better, look a little more back to normal than we're used to?
Well, we're a ways from being back to normal, but certainly it is looking much better than where we were last year at this time. You know, week to week, last year at this time, we were right in the hearts of everybody staying at home, really taking extreme precautions. And so the month of April compared to April of 2020, there's a huge improvement. For the last week of April, which was just last week, we had a 55.9, almost a 60% occupancy. What we are seeing is certainly weekends as activities begin to pick up. That's where a lot of that is coming from. But overall, yes, we are seeing that there's beginning to be an uptick. As we knew, we have met with our hotels and meeting facilities this week as well, and they are seeing smaller meetings taking place. Those larger meetings are still a bit hesitant to come. They will be more in a hybrid fashion. We really think by the end of this year, we're going to see more normalcy, but certainly, as people continue to get vaccinated, as they continue to feel more comfortable in coming out and gathering with people, we will see that hotel occupancy begin to move up. So we are pleased with that. Just for the month of March, and I'm sorry I don't have for the entire month of April yet, but month to month, March's occupancy was setting right at 50% compared to 2020. The end of March, we were at 38%. So, yes, I think you can agree with me that we are beginning to see things move in the right way, moving up.
Well, you know, we had Jesse Romo on from the airport last week, and he said that in the month of April, they had a 785% increase over the year before. So that was pretty telling.
Yes, absolutely. And oh, what a wonderful convenience that is to have air travel here in Manhattan. You can just, you know, you don't have to plan for a couple of hour drive. utilize the Manhattan Airport. And now that our flight's coming back to Chicago, literally, whether you're flying to Chicago or Dallas, it's an ease to get anywhere in the world with your beginnings starting right here in Manhattan, Kansas. So very, very pleased with that. And, you know, Brandon, we will see next weekend. Next weekend is one of those weekends that we wish that we could really spread out and make it longer than just a 2-3 day event. The month of May, one of the reasons that I love the month of May is it's a month to celebrate. And certainly during May happens graduations, right? Where we are celebrating educational milestones. And so next weekend, starting on the 14th, Friday the 14th, Manhattan High will be celebrating and acknowledging their graduates. So we'll have families coming in and celebrating that high school milestone. And then on Saturday is Kansas State University's graduation. And so we are going to be full with activity and people staying in our hotels. And then on top of that, once every 8-9 years, Manhattan is also the host to the Big 12 track and field championship. And so we'll have athletes from around the Big 12 conference here filling our hotels. So next week, really, you're going to see a lot of activity taking place in our community that will help make our community very robust. So lodging and dining and meeting spaces and places to celebrate are at a premium because it's all bunched on the same weekend. So it'll be great to be able to talk with you in June to share with you the results of those celebrations that are taking place.
Yeah, no question. I know we were looking for ourselves here at some possible getaway opportunities, and that weekend is fully booked. So if you want to get out, you may have to do some digging there and try to see if you can't find another avenue for that. But
absolutely. And again, you know, I as we were talking just a few minutes earlier, I would encourage our listeners to take advantage of tomorrow, Saturday. The Flint Hills Discovery Center typically has their Flint Hills Festival Day. Well, this year, still being a bit cautious with the gathering of folks, they're doing a celebration just a little bit different, and it's to explore the Flint Hills Day. And they have a variety of activities that are planned. Again, we encourage you to go to our calendar that you can find on visitmanhattanks.org, and you will see all of the things that are planned. But specifically, get your work done in the morning, and then in the afternoon, we encourage you to drive the Native Stone Scenic Byway. There will be docents that will be placed along the way from 1 to 4. So you can stop at Mount Mitchell, at the Beecher Bible and Rifle Church, and other activities and places of interest along the Native Stone Scenic Byway to learn more about this area that you call home. And then you'll have a keener understanding of why this area historically has been so significant, as well as why it's an inspiration for you to be able to get out and to travel on that as well. And then as you plan that, then you can also be inspired with, what else do I want to do this summer, whether it's vacationing here in Manhattan or if it's out and journeying a little further out.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. I love that byway. It's a lot of fun just south of here, traveling into Wabunsee County and then making the full circle. What a gorgeous drive that is.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. And you know, Brandon, some of the other things that we have coming on, we look forward to at the end of May, the Anthony Rec Complex will be open. There'll be a dedication for that coming in a couple more weeks. Certainly the Courtyard by Marriott that will be opening up in July. We are really excited. Manhattan High, it's an Aggieville, Manhattan High reunion that will be taking place in Aggieville the weekend of June 11th and 12th, with activities that have been planned for that weekend in the Aggieville area. So again, our dining options, our platforms have been so so key in helping people to get out and to explore and to enjoy what makes Manhattan tick. And certainly, as this is National Tourism Week, we encourage you to get out, to thank those folks that help make Manhattan not only special for us, but truly a destination for others to really want to come and experience.
Well, Karen, we always appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, and we'll look again ahead to next month's chat here on June 4th.
Brandon, it is always wonderful to visit with you. I thank you for the opportunity, and celebrate May, celebrate National Tourism Week.